said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to be joined by former NFL wide receiver Pierre Garçon, and he's going to tell us what is on his much watch list this holiday season, especially when it comes to Amazon Prime. And Pierre, I say former, but I mean, if you got a call from somebody, could you still play, or are you done?
You know, I could still play. I haven't been working out as much as I supposed to, but I could still give you a go route.
Good to hear. All right. One thing that I always appreciated about you is that I was a Division II safety back in the 80s, and I knew I was never going to play in the NFL. So I just love the fact that not only were you D3, but you were D3, and then you made the league, and then you led the league in receptions. And when it comes to D3 players, what do you think about the NFL just kind of ignoring that whole division sometimes?
You know, it's not the NFL fault for ignoring the division. It's the players that's coming out of it. You know, because we're labeled D3, we don't think that we belong there. And, you know, until you've proven that you belong there, they'll give you the respect because they want players to. It's not about where you come from. It's about what you do and, you know, what you, how much of an asset you are to the team. So, you know, it's not the NFL that's not looking at players. It's the players that are not giving the NFL enough things to look at, I guess.
And you played with Cecil Shorts at Mount Union. That's got to be the only D3 team in history to have two guys make the NFL. I mean, what a deadly combo, huh?
That is true. I didn't ever think about it like that. But, yeah, Cecil was a great player. He was there when I was there. He was a great quarterback, receiver. He did everything. And that is true. I didn't think about it. We did have some great times. We played in the same division, too, as well. And the league, he was in Jacksonville. I was in Indy. And, you know, it was just a proud thing for all of us.
That's really cool. And, of course, you played with the Colts and at the time called the Redskins, and of course out here in San Francisco with the Niners. I when I think of you, I kind of think of you as a Colt because that's where you first made your name. But, you know, if you had to retire as one, what do you have a team you most identify with?
Honestly, nowadays, no, because it's San Francisco was, you know, it was a little bit of a last run. Colts, I played in the Super Bowl in Washington. You know, it was RG3. It was Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan. We were just, you know, different fans had different teams that they identified me with. I scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl with the Colts. You know, going to the Super Bowl with the Colts, that's, you know, a life memory there. Being in Washington, D.C., every day being in Washington, D.C. was like, oh, man, this is pretty cool. And it'd be in San Francisco when we had a potential to make a run. We didn't live up to it, but we had a lot of hype, a lot of expectations.
No doubt about it. And you had a great career. But, you know, with the Niners, you signed a five-year deal, and you hurt your neck, and you had knee surgery. And so the Niners moved on. It's just, I mean, as I said, you still had a great career. But how frustrating is that when, you know, it's just the injuries kept mounting?
Yeah, it was very frustrating because I wasn't normally a person that get hurt in football during my career. I was fortunate, but when I went to California, for some reason, I just kept getting hurt, and I couldn't understand it, which was unfortunate. I understand football as a business where if you keep getting hurt, you can't, you know, you're not making plays, or you got plans. So I understood it was no hard feelings, and I didn't want to keep getting hurt, too. So it was okay with me. I was happy with, you know, my effort is just didn't work out. And it wasn't because of football. It was just because of injuries.
No doubt we're speaking with Pierre Garçon, who's a proud Haitian American, as you might know from his French name, and starting the Pierre Garçon Helping Hands Foundation, I should say, to help the people of Haiti. What are you doing with the foundation there?
We partner up with a lot of different organizations in Haiti, Project MediShare, to help, you know, help the community, because medical supplies, you know, just clean water, just access to doctors are very limited and scarce out there. It's my way to try to help, you know, give back to the community as much as I can with the resources that I have and the availability that I have. You know, a lot of people need help there just because of natural reasons. And, you know, the more help that I can provide in their way, it makes us all feel good. It makes us all happy to have a better country, a better culture, a better, you know, better people in our community.
There's no doubt. I know John Baker, who used to be a catcher for the Marlins, and he went on a mission to Haiti once. And he, you know, we know that the island of Hispaniola is, you know, has a lot of challenges, but just running water, and he saw people, you know, bathing and drinking dirty water. Even when there isn't a natural disaster, it's a place that definitely needs help. So what's that like when you see a real difference in the efforts that you're making to help your fellow Haitians?
I definitely agree with that, because, you know, it's something that we take for granted here in America. Like you say, running water and electricity. You would think in 2020, everybody has electricity and running water. But we take it for granted, and to give them those basic, you know, human rights that, you know, we think everybody deserves to have running water and electricity, and they just, you know, we take it for granted. They are so appreciative of it, and it just those little things make me feel better, make us feel better, and just to understand how life really is for everybody.
Okay, Pierre, we know that there are a lot of games airing the Christmas weekend, so to speak. And what are you and your family going to be turning on the old tube?
We're definitely looking forward to watching the Vikings and the Saints on Christmas Day on Amazon Prime Video. Also, my former team on Prime Video is the day after Christmas, the 49ers against the Cardinals. A lot of great quarterback play for the Cardinals and for the Saints. Can for the Vikings, so it's definitely looking forward to that. See what the 49ers are going to do at quarterback, because it's a tough year with injuries there.
I was speaking to Amazon Prime. I was watching the Raiders and the Chargers on my phone through the Amazon Prime app. It's pretty amazing. But once again, a John Gruden team in the second half of the season is going down the tubes. What do you think of my Raiders?
Oh, man, I was hoping for them, hoping that they would do well, because, you know, they're excited about their new move to Las Vegas. But with Derek Carr going down, it's tough. But Mariota played well, didn't, you know, shock the world, but we were pulling for him. We're all pulling for him. But, you know, it's football. You know, things don't always bounce your way. But, you know, they started off very good, and they always give the Kansas City Chiefs the problems. So I was excited for the underdogs.
You know, one more thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, as the NFL tries to make it safer for the players, and I understand outlawing spearing, but leading with your head, I don't get, because I lead with my head when I open up my mailbox. So how are you supposed to carry the ball and not put your head down a little bit? It doesn't make much sense to me as a ball carrier. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, man, you know, I've been on the receiving end of fines because they said I was leading with my head, and I'm like, I'm running low. I'm trying to run through the defender, not hit him with my head. But, you know, it's something the NFL to try to keep the game safe, and we just have to abide by the rules. But it's tough. Like you say, you're never trying to hurt anybody on purpose, because it's a violent game already. But, you know, leading with your head is kind of impossible to do if you're running behind your shoulder pad.
Last question for you, Pierre. Tell me about Speed Air Compression, some socks you got going.
Speed Air Compression, it's a brand that I'm working on. You know, I had to travel a lot when I was in California. I always had foot injuries, knee surgeries, and I always needed compression socks to travel. So I've always had compression slides that lead the doctors in our office or an organization gives us to them. And I decided to make my own brand to help, you know, give out to the community because that's what I know all about. I've been wearing them for 11 years. NFL players still wear compression slides. And, hey, we have a lot of leg problems, but we have to stay healthy no matter what, if we're traveled by air or by bus. But these compression slides that we're making are definitely the best quality and definitely going to be on Amazon soon.
Check those out, Speed A Compression, and yes, Amazon Prime. I'm a member, and to make sure everybody watch the Vikings and the Saints on Christmas Day and everything else Amazon Prime has going. Pierre Garçon, merci beaucoup, man, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you. Happy holidays as well.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Bible.
Mom and Dad are such a loving pair, but the house where they dump when the tempers flare. They promise to love till death do them part. I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy's job is a knife. I thrill to see.